Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Andy Gresh is our guest. Let's head out now to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Andy Gresh is the host of, well, The Gresh Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. on AM 630 WPRO in New England. Also catch him Sunday nights on the network, CBS Sports Radio Network's Sunday nights beginning at 10 p.m. And he joins us here, Bull and Fox, on this Friday afternoon. Andy, how you doing?
Well, I wish I could say I was better. I'm losing football games left and right. So this hasn't exactly been a stellar week. You know, I'm going to be a little selfish and complain about the games that I'll be losing and not think about the student-athletes who might get screwed over. But in all seriousness, man, this has been a rough one because the college football news is rolling in and it ain't good.
Well, you've had outside of that, I'm reading a tweet that you put out earlier. Your family's been without power for 4 days. This has not been a good week for the Gresh family.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's my sister and that's my brother and sister-in-law. And look, they have like an 8 and a 5-year-old, so they're in their own dimension of hell right now when it comes to COVID-19 and quarantining. I was just actually trying to razz the old power company over there where they live over in Hartford. They got the healthy part of the hurricane. We got a little bit of rain, and now it's sunny and 85, and everything looks good here. But like 150 miles away or less, actually it's more like 100 miles away. Yeah, my brother's wiped out and hasn't had power for like 4 days. It's it's a madhouse up here. And Cam Newton's the quarterback of the New England Patriots. I mean, heads are falling off.
Welcome to 2020, buddy.
All right, talking to Andy Gresh, you mentioned Cam Newton. Let's talk about the Patriots. Yesterday, 4 p.m. was the opt-out deadline. And, of course, you've got knuckleheads in Buffalo when it was talked maybe Tre'Davious White might opt out. College players opting out, and they get hate mail. So tell me that most people in the New England area, Andy, acted with class when guys like Dante Hightower said, you know what, I'm opting out due to COVID-19.
They did. And part of the reason why is because those guys' hands are stamped, so to speak. You know, they're real Patriots. I think if it was maybe a free agent signing, you know, there was Marquise Lee, the wide receiver. People here haven't seen him in a uniform. They haven't connected with him. So they don't care that Marquise Lee opts out. But I do think that with Dante Hightower, he explained it really well. He talked about his family history. He's got parents who would have issues, newborn child. So, you know, I think a lot of people looked at it and said, okay, this is great. But there's also the dark side of people who are like, ooh, this is awesome. Maybe Belichick won't be able to figure this out and we'll have a top five pick next year and be able to get one of these quarterbacks that would satisfy, you know, their quench for a new Tom Brady, or could quench the thirst for a new Tom Brady. And, you know, Belichick always finds a way to figure it out. They won't be as good because Hightower and Chung are really good players. But on the whole, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the lady going in the DMV with her boyfriend complaining that she couldn't wear a mask. Like, people weren't that insane over it.
Yeah, it's nuts out here, man. 2020 has been a wild year. I wish we could just go back to, like, I don't know, 8 months ago, 7 months ago, and like we had like a normal world. But now it's just bananas out there. I'm with you, man. It stinks losing games. I know your CAA is not going to go, and you know, the whole FCS is in jeopardy. I think the Missouri Valley is going to cancel today, and UConn canceled this week as well. Not to steer too far from the NFL because I want to get back to it, but you mentioned, because I wanted to ask you, if you brought up the college football stuff. What do you think is going to happen, Andy? What's your best guess as to who plays, who doesn't play, who does not play, and will we get through it?
Bro, total classism, and I fought it from the very beginning. Division II, Division III, kick rocks. No one cares about them in all seriousness, and relative to the NCAA, I don't think they really care about them because they're not making them a ton of money, and those schools cannot play, and, you know, mums and dads will be upset, but that's about it. Then you had the FCS schools, and I thought places like James Madison and others would try to give it a go, but it's becoming increasingly clear that even those schools, I don't know what kind of schedule they'd be able to put together. There'd be a lot of money for a school like that or North Dakota State to try to keep going because of the testing. So the FCSs, I thought there'd be a few. There ain't going to be none. And it's going to be the Power Fives, the American. And then what other league can find a way to cobble up together enough testing to be able to have some semblance of a regular season? Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know if the MAC and the Sun Belt and Conference USA and the Mountain West, I don't know from a funding standpoint if they're going to be able to pull it off. And even the American Athletic Conference, I know those people really well. They said, hey, it's going to cost us a ton of money, but we're committed to doing it. So I think it's really going to be six, maybe seven leagues left standing, and we're going to have to hope for the best this college season that the team doesn't completely come down with it. And I would say if they do come down with it, don't cancel everything. Forfeit that week's game, put that team in quarantine, and let's keep moving on with the season.
Andy Gresh is our guest on the hotline here, Bull and Fox, on this Friday on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. So, Andy, Dustin just mentioned UConn, and look, I don't want to put this in a bad light. I'm not looking to, like, you know, throw dirt on Randy Edsall here, but he kind of made it sound like, hey, you know what, we're gonna step aside here and do the right thing amidst the virus and COVID-19 concerns. When in fact, I mean, let's face it, you're in that area. They didn't have anybody to really schedule. I mean, isn't that kind of the case for UConn and Randy Edsall?
Yeah, I think it's two things. They spun it the best they could, there's no question, and Lord knows that's going on everywhere these days. And it really was, yeah, I mean, who are they going to play? You know, you look in New England, there's no FCS teams to play. Boston College doesn't want to play them. They would have played UMass week one. I think they might have still had Liberty maybe in the mix. And then Army at the end of the year, I think they had three games left. So considering the travel, other teams weren't, yeah, there weren't enough games. And, yeah, they tried to make it look high and pious and mighty and we're okay. But you know what's interesting? Right up the road, UMass is still trying to give it a go. And Dustin knows this because we talked on some of those car rides that, you know, they're going to try to give it a go because there are other teams that are going to try to. And as of now, like, I'm booked to do these games, but I look around and wonder how many people are going to tap out. Like, New Mexico State's going to be playing a team twice this year. Like, it's incredibly unnatural. And at what point do those schools say, man, we're just whizzing away money here?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think you're right. Classism is what's going to happen. Power Fives will play. They'll probably have a college football championship. A playoff will happen, but I'm looking at the Mid-American Conference as they're dragging their feet here. They'll probably have a spring season. That's what we're looking at here. I mean, I think all the G5 schools, the Group of Fives, the Sun Belts, the Mountain West, although Boise State, they may want to go independent this year to play. But, you know, that's the one school that kind of stands out at you. But, I mean, my goodness, this is crazy. And the funny thing about it, Andy, is that we have a game. Well, games are supposed to play in less than a month, dude. Like, football games, college football games in 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, it seems improbable, yet there might be, you know, somebody somewhere who figures out how to pull it off. I know that my schedule's sliding all over the board. But you know what's another part of this? And the whole classism. What really cracked me up in all of this is these Power Five commissioners all basically said to the NCAA, yeah, when it comes to football, screw you. We're going to keep all the money. It's not an NCAA-sanctioned championship, all that stuff. And then you get Mac Brown a month ago. Well, how come there's no leadership from the NCAA? How about you look at your commissioners who basically phased them out? And look, the NCAA are a massive batch of idiots who cannot get anything right. They completely screw everything up. They're morons. However, these people who cut them out are then standing there looking at the morons they cut out going, hey, we look really stupid. How come you're not helping us? It's just really funny that now there's a lot of crying poor mouth when we all know at the end of the day, those big Power 5 schools are going to figure it out because they're in parts of the world where they can put 20% of the people in the stands, and it's big TV dollars. It's just really funny how now it's, oh, how come you're not bailing us out? Well, you told us to pound sand a while ago, so there you go. Have fun. Go swing in the wind.
Hey, Andy, real quick, I want to ask you something on you mentioned Cam Newton there at the beginning there. What did you make of Kyle Love's comments in regards to, you know, hey, playing for Belichick, Brady knows this, nobody escapes his wrath. And he basically said Ron Rivera, they kind of, you know, they handled him with kid gloves, basically, and were careful about criticizing him. You make any truth out of that? And if so, how rough a go is that going to be for him with Belichick in New England?
Well, I love the way you position the question because that really is at the core in terms of how is Cam Newton going to take to coaching? Because right now it's all fluff and fun. Everybody's patting each other on the bum and, hey, glad we're here, blah, blah, blah. But what happens the first time in a big game against the Jets he throws into coverage that he shouldn't, and Bill Belichick slices and dices him in a way that only Bill Belichick can? That's where we're really going to learn if Cam Newton can deal with the structure that's in place here. And I do think there is something to it. And the way Kyle Love said it, he said being professional in Carolina was different than being professional in New England. And, you know, for anybody who's ever, you know, worked at a half-ass organization or something like that, and you know across the street there's someone who's doing it right, like, it's the different levels of expectation. And I still need to see it from Cam Newton before I believe it. But I will say this, he's off to a good start. He looks good. He seems to be in a good mind space. I worry about him being angry and that being his motivator, because that only lasts so far. I'd like to hear that Cam Newton really wants to be the starting quarterback and win here, not because he wants to stick it to Carolina, but because he wants to better himself and better the team that's paying him right now.
Andy Gresh is with us, covers the Patriots. Of course, you can hear him in Providence, and you can also hear him on CBS Sports Radio Network, or the Network Radio, I should say. Gresh, last question for me. Browns this year. Last year, you were very harsh on them. You were harsh on Freddie, and you were right, and we were all wrong, and we all eat our crow and put our feet in our mouth. That's what we have to do. What about this season? What do you think with Stefanski and Baker coming back?
You know what? I think this is an 8 or 9-win team, and maybe that kind of puts you in the hunt right now. You know, I'm really torn, Dustin, with how much of an advantage are teams at who have head coaches who can cut out all the BS, right? Like, the one thing I do worry about in Cleveland is you do have a first-year head coach, and if you had a baseline last year to build from to then have a weird, different, truncated year this year, I'd feel much better about them. But with a first-year head coach coming in, it makes it that much more difficult. That's where guys like Tomlin and Belichick and Harbaugh and others have an advantage, because all they have to do is tweak a system that is working. Stefanski hasn't come in and put in a system that can work. That said, if they can go 8-8 or 9-7 and be in the hunt in December, I think he'd sign up for it right now.
Andy Gresh, you can check him out this Sunday night at 10. Yeah, absolutely. On the CBS Sports Radio Network. Also covers the Patriots down at 6:30, AM 6:30 in the New England area. Andy, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate the time, and we'll do it again soon, hopefully. Thank you.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for the invite. And Ken Carman is full of crap when he says he's never been to a buffet. I'll see you guys later.
Thanks, Gresh.
That's awesome. Actually, those two do go back and forth with the digs, and it is very, very enjoyable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.